بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had discussed the Bani Israel and their mindset that they had, where they would accept or reject the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa-salam based on the laws that the Anbiya would bring, if those laws were appealing, were easy to follow, and something that conformed to their desires, then they would accept. And on the other hand, if those laws were difficult, were not appealing, and did not conform to their desires, then they would reject, would belie the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, and at times they would even kill them, take their lives. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now discusses one of the fundamental and core beliefs of the Nasara, of the Christians. And this is something that is quite common, that we have heard many times, we have seen many times. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the belief of the Nasara, where they would say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ, that Allah is, Isa is Masih, the son of Maryam. As we hear commonly, Allah protect us, where this statement is made that Jesus is God. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this belief, that لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ, that certainly those who have said that Allah is the Messiah, Allah is Isa, the son of Maryam, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ, have definitely fallen into kufr, into disbelief, into rejection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah mentions one proof against this belief of theirs. وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحُ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ, that the Messiah himself, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, himself said, O Bani Israel, worship Allah who is my Lord and your Lord. So from his very own statement, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his Rabb, and he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bani Israel should worship Allah. So this in itself disproves the belief that he himself can be God, that Jesus is God. So this is just one proof that has been mentioned in this verse. We find in other verses of Quran different proofs are mentioned. A few verses ahead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to tell us, kana ya'kulani ta'am, that Isa alayhi salam and Maryam alayhi salam, one of their attributes in this world was that they would partake of food. In other words, this shows that they had human tendencies, human qualities, human emotions, human attributes, and this negates and disproves the belief that they could ever be regarded as deities, as divine, as those worthy of worship. So in this verse, just one proof is mentioned, but here ulama explain that even if we had to not look into Quran and Hadith, and we had to just turn to logical proofs, this in itself would be enough to disprove such a belief that Isa is God or Jesus is God. And thereafter Isa alayhi salatu wasalam cautions them that innahu man yushrik billah faqad harrama Allahu alayhi al-jannata wa ma'wahu an-nar, that certainly that person who associates partners with Allah, that person who tries to put somebody else on Allah's level, then Allah will forbid, Allah will make Jannah forbidden for this person. Allah will not allow him to enter Jannah. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ, his final abode will be the fire of Jahannam. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ, and there will be nobody to help those who commit this type of oppression, this type of injustice. So this belief of the Nasara is being discussed. And thereafter in the next verse, another fundamental and core belief of theirs is being discussed, which is the belief in Trinity. So Allah says, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ, certainly those who have said that Allah is one of three, or Allah is a part of three, they have also fallen into kufr, into disbelief. And again, this belief is quite common, where they believe that God is made up of three persons, or of three portions, three parts. وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا إِلَٰهُ وَاحِدٍ, very clearly Allah negates this by saying there is no deity except one. There is only one being who is worthy of worship. وَإِن لَمْ يَنْتَهُ عَمَّا يَقُولُونَ, and if they do not desist, if they do not stop what they are saying, and this false belief of theirs, لَيَمَسَّنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, then a painful punishment is going to befall and afflict those who have disbelieved. In other words, this is a completely alien belief to the teachings of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam himself. And as we had mentioned, all of these beliefs can be proven through logic. Just as a person understands and realizes that in this world you cannot have two kings ruling over one country, in the same way when it comes to the universe, the skies and the earth, it is impossible to have more than one deity, one God, who is ruling over and controlling everything. Then Allah says, أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, Will they not turn to Allah in tawbah, in repentance, and ask His forgiveness? Wallahu ghafurur rahim. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. In other words, Allah will be prepared to forgive them once they turn to Him. So these aspects of aqidah, of belief, respected brothers and elders, especially in today's time when we find so many deviated groups, so many different types of beliefs that are cropping up, it seems as though each day, whichever direction a person turns to, he finds deviated, misguided groups. The only way for us to protect ourselves, our iman, our aqidah, is for us to learn our own beliefs, to strengthen our own beliefs, that we understand what is meant by tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah. What exactly do we believe regarding the akhirat, regarding the qabr, regarding punishment for doing evil deeds, and reward for doing good a'mal, etc. Only when we learn these and we strengthen ourselves in this, then will we be able to protect ourselves, our own iman, aqidah, and that of our families and our children. Allah give us correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.